Hey everyone, this is Paul Swanson from the Center for Action and Contemplation. Normally this stream is where we upload Richard's homilies for the week, so please pardon the interruption. We were just excited to drop in with a short message to let you know about a new podcast series with Richard that we think you'll enjoy. The following is a 5-minute trailer for that new conversation series, titled Another Name for Everything with Richard Rohr, based on Richard's forthcoming book, The Universal Christ. We think it'll resonate with you, so we wanted y'all to be amongst the first to know. Welcome to Season 1 of Another Name for Everything, 12 conversations with Richard Rohr, exploring the core themes of his new book, The Universal Christ.
This podcast was recorded in a tiny hermitage on the grounds for the Center for Action and Contemplation, a nonprofit founded by Richard Rohr, located in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We are your hosts,
Paul Swanson
and Bree Stoner. We're staff members of the Center for Action and Contemplation and students of this contemplative path, trying our best to live the wisdom of this tradition amidst diapers, disruptions, and the shifting state of our world.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or whatever your favorite podcast player is to make sure you receive the premiere episode as soon as it launches. Here's just a taste of our conversation with Richard Rohr on his latest book, The Universal Christ, How a Forgotten Reality Can Change Everything We See, Hope For, and Believe.
When you set off to write this book, did you have that sense that this is the piece that could hold all these different things together?
Yes. I knew it was, I felt it was, my last book that had to summarize everything that could hold all the previous wisdom together, in effect. Which seems such an arrogant hope, but I wrote the book with great confidence, and yet, as I told you, I think last time, it took a year and a half. I must have gone through that book 20 times, you know. Yeah. So I do hope and pray, because we need to change the game. Mm-hmm. I don't use this in an arrogant way. I hope it can be a game changer for many people to reframe this gospel that appears to be falling apart. And I hope I am able to make the case that if this is true, why would anybody react against it? There's nothing to hate here. There's nothing to fear here. There's nothing to compete with. This is good stuff. If, not because it's my stuff, but because it's the good news. It's the gospel. And we've just got the freedom and the access to history that none of our ancestors had, that I can quote 1st century, 3rd century, 10th century, 11th century, and know about what these people said. And very few people, I mean, Thomas Aquinas didn't have the access to sources that you and I have.
Yeah, or the cosmic perspective of science.
Psychology. Yes, yeah. It's a good point to make, yeah, thank you.
So, Richard, now that the title of the book has been finalized, I wonder if you could share what the original title was, because it's now the name of our podcast.
Another Name for Everything, Every and Thing Separated. Huh? Mm-hmm. And I believe that all thingness, physicality, materiality, is an apparition of the divine. And our shortcut word for that, I'm not saying it's the only word, but our shortcut word for that no one else has really claimed in such a way, is Christ, which simply means the anointing of reality with deeper meaning. So, it's not a religion to join anymore. In fact, some people join the religion, it seems, never finding the new pair of eyes.
But we're happy to claim it for this conversation series as we talk about the themes of the book, because I think it's... And to hear that you've already gone over the book 20 times with your editors, we're grateful that you're going over it with us here, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and as students of the path, we're so grateful for the time you're taking to just unpack the book
what
with us.
What else would I do? Thank you for caring that much. Mm. Thank you both.
The beautiful music you're listening to is provided by Bird Talker. Another Name for Everything with Richard Rohr is produced by the Center for Action and Contemplation, thanks to the generosity of our donors.
If you're enjoying this podcast, consider rating it or sharing it with a friend to help create a bigger and more inclusive community. To learn more about Father Richard and to receive his free daily meditations in your electronic mailbox, visit cac.org. From the high desert of New Mexico, we wish you peace and every good.
And we're going to have more
conversation.
Thank you,
Richard.
All right. Okay. Let's plan on it. Good.